Good morning, class.
Good morning, Brother Keith.
Hi, I'm Keith Moore, and we welcome you to Faith School. Faith School is the place where my spirit is fed, my faith grows stronger, and I learn how to be an overcomer. The scripture says, greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world, and that the one that's born of God is an overcomer. We're actually more than conquerors. What's more than a conqueror? Well, conquering is winning. Mm-hmm. Well, then there's something more than that. Yeah. It's above it, and it's a whole, you know, I get stirred up if I start talking about it, but it basically has to do with making the enemy wish he had never messed with you.
That is right.
Not only did you win, but then you go tell everybody how you won, and so that they can win, and you tell everybody that the devil couldn't do what he was trying to do. And after, you know, a few years of that, especially the spirits that attacked you get to wishing, I wish we'd have never messed with him, because he just won't shut up about it. You know? Somebody said,
that's me.
I'm more than a conqueror.
I'm more than a conqueror.
Through Christ.
Through Christ.
Father, we thank you so much. We ask for utterance, anointing, direction, help, answers for today. And we purpose not to be hearers only, but to be doers. Thank you for showing us what is your will, what is your plan, what are your ways. We treasure these things, and we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
We have been for a number of weeks now in a series that we're calling Faith for Provision. And we're giving one after another 30 reasons why we are sure abundant provision is always God's will for us all. Did you hear this? Always.
Yes.
All. It has to be that way, or elsewise you don't have a solid foundation for faith. As long as you're questioning or thinking maybe it's for some, maybe it's not, you won't be solid. You'll be wavering. And James says, don't let the wavering person think they'll receive. So you got to get past the wondering, the questioning, the what if, the I don't know, I'm sure. You got to get past that, or you don't get to faith. So how do you get past that? Faith comes by hearing.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
If you're hearing the right things, then you get to a place where you become convinced of what God has said, and that He and His Word are one, and that His Word and His will are one. And so that's why we're giving one after another things from the Word to help settle the questions and push out the doubt and cause us to be filled with faith for provision. It is a truly wonderful thing to be full of faith for your needs to be met.
Yes, sir.
Yes. It's wonderful to be able to just boldly say, my God shall supply all my needs according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not lack. I shall not want any good thing. I will always have everything I need. Now you'll hear people, religious-minded people, will jump in and go, well, now, hold on now. You just never know. No, you don't know. And until you get it settled, you won't be able to have faith for it. But I'm convinced. Huh? And if you weren't convinced by reason number 3, that's why we gave you 4, 5, and 6. And if you weren't convinced by number 6, that's why we've given you all the way to 26. And we're still going. And if you respect the Word, people say, I don't know if I agree with you or not. It ain't about you agreeing with me. The Bible, look at it, examine it. Does it say what we're talking about here or not? And if you say, well, I don't believe that. Well, what is your believing based on? Is your believing based on Scripture? You say, well, I got a right to my beliefs. Actually, you don't.
That's right.
Well, no, you don't. Nor do I. If I'm a Christian, Jesus is my Lord. I'm supposed to believe what He told me, not just make up stuff as I go along. So no, you don't have a right to just make up your own wild beliefs contrary to what He said. Let's get established on the rock. Hallelujah. On the solid foundation of what He said. Go to Mark, please, again. In the 16th chapter, we're down to reason number 26 in our study. And we see that from Mark 16 and 15, Jesus had just raised from the dead. And He reproved His disciples because they were slow to believe. He had prepped them, told them what was going to happen, exactly what did happen. Others had seen Jesus alive, and they came back and told, and they're like, I just don't know about all that. And He was dead. We knew He was dead. He was buried. And even Thomas, you know, he went further. He said, I will not believe unless I can put my finger, you know, where the nail was, and I can put my hand where the spear was. Well, that is not a good quality. Mm-hmm. Huh? Slow to believe. I refuse, but I won't believe unless and until. Now, you shouldn't be quick to believe everything you hear. Or everybody that tells you anything. But with God, you shouldn't wait. Is that right? If He says something, you've already decided to believe it before He finishes the sentence. Because He can't lie. He's never failed. He's never been wrong. So no, being slow to believe God is a big, big mistake. In Mark 16 and 15, Jesus said, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature, every created being. He that believes and is baptized shall be saved. Believes what? The gospel that was preached. And he that believes not, doesn't believe what? The gospel. He will be condemned or damned. And if he doesn't repent, would be lost. So the difference between being lost, being saved, is believing or not believing. What? Believing the gospel. And so this is why there is nothing more important happening in the earth than the preaching of the gospel. Yes, sir. Now, it's obvious from the way people talk and the way they act that millions upon millions don't believe what I just said. They don't believe that. And you'll find that many have become unspiritual in their church activities, and they have made the first and foremost directive helping people naturally, helping feeding people, clothing people, housing people, which are wonderful things, but that is not the main directive that Jesus gave the church.
That's right.
Are y'all awake, class?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Helping people physically, as good as it is not the main thing. Why? Because the greatest need of human beings is not natural. It's spiritual. Yes, if you're hungry, you need something to eat. But Jesus also said, if you gain the whole world, but lost your soul, what have you done? Nothing. You've lost everything. So no, the paramount need of human beings is spiritual. And the only solution and help for that, the spirit of man, is God, who is Spirit, who has provided redemption by sending His Son.
Yes,
hallelujah. Hallelujah. And this is the gospel. And so you would think it's not necessary to say, but it is necessary to say, much of the body of Christ has lost hold of the main directive. That is not their main focus and thinking all the time, is we got to get the word to everybody. That's not their main directive, but Jesus hadn't changed. It's still His main directive.
Yes,
everybody say, go.
Go.
Into all the world.
All the world.
Preach the gospel.
Preach the gospel.
To everybody.
In
Romans, the 10th chapter, we looked at this a few lessons back. He shows sequentially how this works. The beginning of a salvation to the manifestation of a salvation. He said in Romans 10, talking about the word of faith, verse 8, that's in your mouth and heart, the word of faith that we preach, that if you'll confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Well, let's just stop right here. Is it good news that Jesus went to the cross and took your place and paid for your sins and died and was judged in your place? And that wasn't the end. He was raised from the dead, free from it, the price having been paid, justice having been satisfied, and now he is King of Kings, Lord of Lords, soon to come again. Is that good news?
Yes.
That is good news. And if you believe that, and you declare and confess that with your mouth, he said you'll be saved. Verse 11, the scripture says, whoever believes on him shall not be ashamed or disappointed. Verse 13, whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So there's an action. Faith without an action is dead and produces nothing, gets no results. This calling on the Lord is acting on what you believe. And then he shows you, that's the end result. Then he shows you where it started. So let's look through it again. How shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? There is no acting on faith you don't have. Right? You got to get to faith. And how shall they believe in him in whom they have not heard? You won't have faith until you have heard something. That's what faith school is all about.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
That's why I'm a talking.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Making sounds.
Yes.
Huh? Not just sounds of my imagination, but his sounds, his words, because if you hear these words and receive them, faith comes.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And if you will dare to act on that believing, that's when miraculous things happen, like the new birth and other things.
Yes.
So he goes on to say, how shall they believe in him in whom they have not heard? Well, they won't. They can't. How shall they hear without a preacher? Preaching means proclaiming, announcing, telling. This is not just mental. This is spiritual. And so God calls men and women, apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers. Anybody in the body of Christ can read the word or tell somebody else the word. But not everybody is anointed to proclaim it by the same measure.
Yes, sir.
There are calls and there are anointings and graces that go with these things for the specific purpose of helping to fulfill the Great Commission, because different gifts reach different peoples and reach different parts. And it's a big world and there are billions of people, right? And it's going to take all of us, the entire body of Christ, doing our part, which involves hearing, believing, calling, sending, going, preaching. Can you see this?
Yes.
These things are not optional. These are the most important things to God right now, where he sits upon his throne as he beholds this planet and all the inhabitants on it. The human beings are caught up with all kinds of things. Aren't they?
Yes.
Oh, dear me. They're concerned about this, concerned about that, concerned about the other. But what is God focused on? What does he say is important? The big thing he's looking at is the future of these souls. Is that right?
Yes.
Where are they going? Because this, I mean, if you live 100 years down here, it's a flash. It's a vapor. To God, it's no time at all. It is so brief. And he's looking, okay, in just from his perspective, in just a few moments, this soul is going here, or this soul is going here. Mm-hmm. So for a soul to be saved or lost, heaven or hell, what's going to make the difference? God's already provided the answer, the solution.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
It is salvation by substitution.
Yes.
It is justification by redemption.
Yes.
And it has been done.
Amen.
I said it has been done.
Yes.
It is finished.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
What is not finished is people finding out about it,
mm-hmm,
and people believing it, and people receiving it.
Yes.
That is not done. And that is the Great Commission. Go into all the world and tell everybody this. So friend, we don't want to be anxious about it and fearful about it, but we don't want a day to go by that's not in our thinking somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yes.
Well, what? We got a few days left. Can we help somebody?
That's right?
Right?
Yes.
Get to God.
Yes.
Get back to God. Can we help reach somebody with the gospel? And it doesn't mean that I have to do the personal speaking to everybody. Mm-hmm. I can help somebody.
Exactly.
I can send somebody. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Help send somebody.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody should have a part. He said, how shall they hear without a preacher? And verse 15, how shall they preach except they be sent? Now this sending, and this is what we need to get revelation about. We need mind renewal on this. This sending involves the spiritual and the natural. Because we're in a world where we contact both. You need to be sent by God. Sent by the Spirit. Sent by the call. By the anointing. But then once that is received and you're pursuing that, how are you going to get from point A to point B? Is that right? Maybe you've acknowledged, I need to preach this. Yeah, I need to go do this. But you need to be sent physically. You need to be sent financially. You need to be sent materially.
Yes.
Can you see this?
Yes.
And we're going to spend the next, probably couple of classes on this, defining this from the Word, because people try to make this spiritual only.
Mm-hmm.
And if that's the only way you think, you'll read right over things in the Scripture that are saying something more, that means something more. And you and I are not going to do that. We're going to take the time.
Yes, sir.
Is that right?
Yes, sir.
And pause at the Scripture.
Yes, sir.
And take off the traditional colored glasses.
Yes, sir.
Right?
Yes.
And see it without some religious filter.
Yes.
Somebody say, open my eyes,
open
Lord.
My eyes.
Help me to see,
the
truth, of what you have said
about
these things.
About
sending. He said, how shall they preach except they be sent? What was it, a couple of classes back, we looked in Luke 8 and we saw that Jesus had partners that helped him financially on the ongoing basis. In fact, maybe you weren't here with us, so turn back in Luke, the 8th chapter. Hold your place in Romans, but Luke 8:1, it came to pass, Jesus went throughout every city and village doing what?
Preaching.
Is preaching important?
Yes, sir.
You know, there are people that mock preaching.
Yeah.
They make fun of it. They're just showing their ignorance. Because to God, it's the number one thing going on in the earth. It is the main directive of the church. You should be preaching or helping somebody preach.
Yes.
Hmm?
Yes, sir.
Thank you for those three. Amen. What did Jesus do? What was the main thing he did?
Preach.
He preached. And then he preached the word. And then he believed God by his Spirit to confirm the word.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. With signs following, which included healings and deliverances and even signs and wonders beyond that. But the confirmation didn't come first. You got to have something to confirm. Right? It was the Lord confirming the word. Confirming what word? The preaching. The preaching of the gospel. And sometimes it's called the gospel of the kingdom. It's called the gospel of Jesus. It's called the gospel of grace. But it's good news about the salvation God has provided through His Son. Jesus was preaching and showing the glad tidings. Well, that's gospel. Good news of the kingdom of God. Jesus was preaching the gospel, the good news about the kingdom of God. And the 12 were with Him. Reckon they ate every day. Huh? Needed a place to stay. Huh? Travel, something to wear.
Yes.
Right? Did they need some money?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Did they have money?
Yes, sir.
We know from reading the rest of the accounts, they had enough money. They had a treasurer, Judas, who actually was an embezzler and was stealing money. So if you ever had somebody that you trusted and let you down, don't feel too bad. Yeah. Jesus had to. Jesus had it too. Is that right?
Yeah.
And are you going to say Jesus made a mistake by choosing him or putting him? No, I don't think Judas was that way when he first joined with them. I think something happened to him over the course of the time. He started listening to the wrong thing, looking at the wrong thing. But they had enough money. That you remember on one occasion when they had all those thousands of people out on the hillside, and they told him, you know, these people, they're nothing to eat out here. You need to send them away so they can go get food. And he said, no, you feed them. Is that right?
Right.
Now, we're talking probably in the neighborhood of 15,000 people, the time you add, you know, kids and everybody else. And so he said, no. You feed them. You feed them. You feed them. Well, they immediately thought about money.
Yes.
And so then they said this certain amount, which would have been thousands of dollars, it wouldn't be enough for each one to just take a bite. You know, basically they're saying, you know, Jesus, $30,000 worth of Happy Meals wouldn't touch this. I mean, you got 15,000 people out here to feed. And that's when he said, you know, what do you have here? And the little boy's lunch, and they had the miracle. But they had some money is what I'm saying.
Yes,
and they were ready to go spend thousands, even if they didn't know if it was going to be enough or not. Where'd they get this money? Where'd they get this money? They had money.
Yes, sir.
Substantial, enough money that Judas was stealing and you couldn't really tell it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Well, notice what it says. It says that certain women which had been healed of evil spirits and infirmities. So this we'd have called this mental problems, emotional problems, physical problems, sickness, disease, any number of things. Mary called Magdalene, out of whom went seven demons. Well, boy, she was in a mess when she first met Jesus. And now she's totally healed and delivered and got peace and joy. Would you be thankful for that? Joanna, the wife of Cusa, Herod's steward. So Joanna's husband had a real high position in the government next to Herod the king. Actually was handling the king's finances as a steward. And Susanna, and what?
Many.
A couple of others?
Many.
Many others that did what?
Ministered
to him, and unless you not understand exactly what he's talking about, of their substance.
Yes,
this is financial. This is material. It names a few of them, and these were probably substantial partners, right? As far as the amounts they were sowing and doing. And then he just said there were many others like this. Well, did Jesus need this?
Yes.
Did they need that?
Yes.
They obviously did.
Mm-hmm.
And they had it.
Yes.
To do what?
Yes.
Go back to verse 1. Is that right?
Yes.
What was he doing in verse 1?
Yes.
Throughout every city,
yes,
every village, preaching.
Yes.
Preaching. Yes. Preaching. God wants us to have, the head of the church, the Lord Jesus, wants us to have the best venues to preach the gospel, the best sound equipment, the best lighting, the best churches, the best buildings, the best cameras, the best studios. Come on, y'all with me. The best printing presses, the best TV times and spots for what? For what?
Preaching.
Not to just push us ourselves forward and our face on everything, to preach the good news.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The good. Why? Because in a few days, everybody that's alive right now is going to be out of here.
Yes.
They're going to go up or they're going to go down.
Yes.
And what's determining that is what they did with the gospel.
Yes.
Their response to God's words. Well, we can't make people's choice for them. What we can do is see that they hear it.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
And do everything we can to present it in the best way.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
In the most attractive way.
Yes.
The Bible talks about adorning the gospel and the ministry and the message. We want to come first class.
Yes.
And do it well.
Yes.
And do it right. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And if you didn't receive it, we're coming back tomorrow.
Amen.
We're going to tell you again. Is that right? We're going to try to tell you a different way. Same message, but we try to reach you again. And if you reject it then, we're just going to keep coming back as long as there's breath,
yes,
as there's hope. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And this is us endeavoring to keep the Great Commission, fulfill the Great Commission, fulfill the main directive. Somebody say, yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Here I am.
Here I am.
I will be a part.
I will be a part.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Our time's up again today. We'll see you soon back here in Faith School.
I've got the victory living inside.
Thank you for joining us at Faith School. Class is dismissed for today, but you can watch this and other episodes of Faith School free of charge at faithschool.org. For more information, visit our website or call us at 941-702-7390